good day to you, Alphonse Potentop, Nobinbobulary Esquire the Third. How are you?
And a good day to you as well, Winifred Glockenspiel, House of Humblebeddy.
Oh, I say your monocle is expertly adjusted today.
And your petticoat is ruffled impeccably.
Fancy some Earl Grey this morning.
Indubitably.
Yes. Oh, it's delicious, Earl Grey.
A perfect way to start the morning. Perhaps with a Cuban cigar, if I'm feeling bold.
Well, are you?
What's that?
Are you feeling bold?
Not likely, but it's a glorious day, and I am chuffed to bits to be a garbage man this day.
And I'm grateful to be a garbage woman.
Well then, tally-ho!
Alphonse, I never thought of it before because we are such friends, but you know, we are of the opposite sexes.
True.
And we don't have a chaperone on these little outings.
Indeed. Perhaps my good friend Widdleshire Fozzinfitz the Third would serve as a chaperone.
Oh, he's come into quite a bit of land. What with the death of his great uncle Cornelius Biddlehamwit.
Ah, our first quarry. Go and nab it for us, would you?
Oh, with pleasure. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there is something quite heavy in this garbage bag.
Well, don't strain yourself, my good woman. Perhaps we can employ the old divide and conquer technique.
How so?
Open the bag and divide its contents into smaller packages. Then throw each smaller part into our fine vehicle here.
Oh, very good. Yes, oh, my. My, there's a dead canine in this bag. Oh,
good heavens, that's right out.
Oh, we certainly can't let this noble beast go into the landfill.
I should say not. Luckily, I have a shovel.
Oh, my. Its corpse is bleeding all over my petticoat.
Nothing a little vinegar won't fix, Winifred. This is, after all, our civic duty.
You're right. It's a trifle, really.
I must say, digging in the dirt to bury a strange dog on my garbage collection route is not how I pictured this morning.
But it's a glorious calling we have, and thank God our skills are respected for what they're worth.
True. It's just quite hot. I am beginning to perspire, and that won't do around a lady.
Would you like help?
Ha! What nonsense. This sort of manual labour is a gentlemanly duty. I wouldn't want your petticoat to become even bloodier.
Quite right.
My darling Winifred, I hope you do not think it too forward, but do you mind if I take off my coat?
What?
I am not insensitive to the shocking nature of this request. However, as I said, I am beginning to perspire. Still, I imagine you are not accustomed to being around gentlemen who are in their shirt sleeves.
Perish the thought, Alphonse!
As you say, my goodness, the smell of this corpse is caustic. Are those maggots?
Indeed, yes, although this is not the first time we've discovered maggots on our garbage route, Alphonse.
Oh, yes, I recall the time somebody threw away 50 kilograms of rotting pig heads. There were maggots all in the eyeballs. The stench was horrible then, too.
Buck up, my good chap.
Yes. One moment, my lady. The smell, it's overtaking me. I do apologize for the mess, madame. Luckily, I was able to aim the vomit into this shallow grave here.
Yes. The last thing we would want is to create more filth and waste.
Well, I would estimate that this hole is deep enough for the corpse in question. 3 two, one. Oh dear, the vomit splattered onto your petticoat. I do apologize.
No, no, no. Think nothing of it, my dear. That was a good throw. Excellent. Why, with that athleticism, I shouldn't be surprised to see you at the next Gainsbury-Botham Hampshire Games.
Winifred?
Yes?
I know this job is our civic duty. I know that. And indeed, I find it to be my calling. But do you ever find yourself, occasionally, questioning it?
Whatever for, Alphonse?
It's just that vomiting up my Earl Grey tea onto a maggoty dog corpse in a shallow grave I dug myself out in the heat, well, it's not my idea of luxury.
It's true. There are other options available for those of means such as ourselves. If you change vocations, my dear Alphonse, I will change with you so that we can still spend time together.
Why, that's touching, Winifred. And I can tell you've thought about this. What other vocations should we consider?
We could work, at the sewage treatment plant.
I think not. Pip, pip, and tally-ho once again.